Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live on the 1010 Winds Newsline, City Council Speaker Corey Johnson. Speaker Johnson, glad to have you here again this morning.
Good morning, Bridget. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. About the beaches, do you think it was the right call keeping them closed for swimming this weekend?
You know, I think that we should have been planning before just the last couple of weeks. I think that we need to have a workable plan because we know that as the weather gets warmer and it's nice outside, people are growing restless. And you saw the announcement about folks not being allowed to go to Long Island if you're from New York City and use the beaches there. Long Island has their beaches open for Long Islanders. And so if they're able to figure out a way to do it, we should be able to figure out a way to do it for New Yorkers. New Yorkers have done a really incredible job of coming together, flattening the curve, and sort of stopping the spread. And now we need to give them a plan on how to use the beaches safely. We have to be creative.
Let me just jump in on you, Council Speaker. So what would you say would need to be in that plan to open the beaches?
Well, I think just we were told we couldn't do this for city streets, and we've done it pretty successfully in short order for streets. So on the beaches, I think we have to look towards figuring out who the social ambassadors and health ambassadors can be to educate the public about social distancing and wearing masks. We should have portable hand washing and hand sanitizing stations. We should be giving masks away on the boardwalks or the entrances where people are coming in. We should have signage that is multilingual signage that emphasizes the importance of social distancing. We could use parks employee police to actually do some of the education around this. So I think those are some of the things that we could do. And then one other thing is subways and mass transit. How do we get people out to the beaches safely without having crowded subways? It's a concern. We need to have a plan. Maybe we have additional trains, or you could have increased bus service, or pop-up bike lanes in certain places. We need to have a plan and be creative.
So all of these creative things that you're talking about to make the beach experience good for New Yorkers, are you talking about them in the city council? Are you talking about them with Mayor de Blasio? When might we hear about some of these ideas being put into place?
We're working on a plan at the council. We've been having conversations with all sorts of folks, especially the council members who have districts that have open beaches, like Councilor Mark Traeger in Coney Island, council members Donovan Richards and Eric Ulrich in the Rockaways, Councilmember Mark Joni in Orchard Beach in the Bronx. So we are having the conversation. So in the coming days, you'll see a plan from us. Ultimately, it's going to be up to the mayor and the parks commissioner and his agencies, but we're going to lay out ideas that we think would actually work to allow New Yorkers the possibility to have a place to cool off. Because my fear, Bridget, is that this is going to affect lower income people in a more difficult way, where if you're wealthier and you have a weekend home and you can get away this summer, you'll go out of town. But if you're stuck here in New York City, you're not going to have the ability to cool off in the way that you should be able to. We can't have that be the reality, so we need to start that planning now and be creative.
Last quick question about the beaches. As far as a timeline, if the council's talking about it and if you will be, you know, releasing some official plans soon, when do you think the beaches might be open for swimming?
You know, as you've been covering, the beaches are open now for walking, and that's good. I mean, it hasn't gotten super hot out yet, so I'm not sure it's swimming weather for the vast majority of New Yorkers, unless they really like cold, cold water.
That's so true. It's cold.
Yeah. I think we have a little bit of time. So we're going to try to come up with a plan in short order, but I think it's really important that we have something in place before the weather starts reaching the 80s and it's humid and people want to get in the water. So that is probably, you know, a few weeks away, and we should have a plan in place by then.
Okay, let's talk about restaurants. I saw Crane's piece where you were talking about a restaurant in the financial district, Stone Street, being an example where restaurants and bars can share outdoor seating and space that's close to cars. Might that be the model for the rest of the city? And if so, are you going to have to close more streets?
You know, we're looking at this, and I've been spending a lot of time thinking about it. Restaurants are an iconic part of the city, and as you know, it's been one of the hardest hit industries during the pandemic. And as we're planning on what reopening looks like, we know that many restaurants aren't going to be able to actually reopen or stay open if we're saying they can't be at more than 50% capacity. So we need to think about other options for them. You just said it, Stone Street in Lower Manhattan does this already. They allow outdoor seating that takes up part of the sidewalk and street. We think it's a great idea, and we're going to try to make it happen. We're working with Andrew Rizzi from the New York Hospitality Alliance about finding open spaces that would work for restaurants. We're talking to community boards and business improvement districts, but we just have to say, not every space is the same, not every street is the same, not every sidewalk is the same. It's probably not a long-term fix, but it's a good first step to help restaurants. There are going to be challenges. You can't use streets that are routes for emergency vehicles. And so we need to be very specific about where this could work. But we want to be creative again and try to figure out how we can support these restaurants that are really struggling. And we want to help them get back on their feet as we look at reopening.
Yeah, they do need to start making that money again. City Council Speaker Corey Johnson, wish I could chat with you for the rest of the morning about all of this. We're out of time, though. Wishing you a good holiday weekend, and thank you from 1010 Windsor for talking with us again.
Thank you, Bridget. Have a safe weekend. Thank you, New Yorkers, for helping us flatten the curve. Take care.